Now, when I came to preach 2 weeks ago, I forgot to mention to you that I'm going to preach a two sermon series.
两个星期前我来讲道的时候呢，我忘记了告诉你们，我会用这个马可福音的第五章的经文呢，有两个系列的讲道。
So today we're going to be looking at the same text from Mark chapter 5, but I will build on what I have already told you last time.
今天呢，我会回到同样的经文，在我们已经知道的故事，这个马可福音第五章上，看这一段经文还告诉了我们什么。Okay,
so that's the number one thing important for us is to read this text.
第一个重要的呢，让我们来读一下这些经文。So
you see that I skipped the middle, so we're going to read verse 1 to 8 and then 15 to 20.
我们来读马可福音第五章的1到8节。
So if you read in English, you can read with me, okay?
如果你读英文的话，你可以follow我。
One, two, three. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, and immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the mountain, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. And crying out loud with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. They were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from the region. And he was getting into the boat. The man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. And he did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord hath done for you and how he hath had mercy on you." And he went away began to proclaim in Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled.
好，马可福音第五章一到八节。他们来到海边格拉森人的地方。 耶稣一下船，就有一个被污鬼附着的人从坟营里出来迎着他。那人藏在坟营里，没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不能，因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。他昼夜在坟林里三更喊叫， 又用石头砍自己，远远地望见耶稣，就跑去拜他。大声呼叫说：至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。是耶稣曾吩咐他说：污鬼，从这人身上出来吧。
15节，15节，1到15节，11节到15节。
15节到24节，15节到20节，OK，15节到20。好，他们来到耶稣那里，看见那污鬼附着的人，就是从前被巡鬼所附的，坐着，穿上衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕，看见这事的，便将鬼附之人所遇的那群猪的事都告诉了众人。 众人就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。耶稣上船的时候，从从前被鬼附的人恳求和耶稣同在。耶稣不许，却对他说：“你回家去，到你亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”那人就走了。
在底加波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人都很稀奇。
Sermon today is called Christ and His Benefits.
今天我的讲道是基督和他的益处。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your grace to us in Jesus.
天父啊，我们今天感谢你给我们耶稣基督。
We thank you for sending your Son to die for our sin that we may live.
天父啊，我们感谢你把你唯一的儿子送给我们，而且死在十字架上。
We thank you that Jesus is the bread of life.
你是我们生命的粮。
That we have Him, we have eternal life.
我们有了他，我们就有了永恒的生命。
We pray that today you will help us to know Jesus more.
我们祷告，让我们更明白、更认识耶稣基督。
To know Him and His benefits to us.
并知道他的益处。
And that we may worship you.
我们来敬拜他。
That we may follow you.
我们跟随他。
That we may go with you until we see you face to face in glory.
我们跟随他直到见主面的日子。
We thank you so much for your grace.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you so much for your word.
我们感谢你赐给我们话语。
For this is your word.
这就是你的话。
This is your powerful word.
这就是你有能力的话。
This story speaks to us about Jesus.
这个故事告诉我们就是耶稣。
We pray that Jesus will be in our heart.
我们祷告让耶稣进入我们的心。
That we will be thinking of him every day of our life.
让我们每天来思考他在我们的生活中。
And we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. I want to introduce you to a very important person.
我给你介绍一个重要的人。
Do you know this guy?
你们知道这个人吗？
Probably not.
可能没有。
Yeah. This guy, his name is called Philip Melanchthon.
他的名字叫菲利米兰顿。
You probably never heard of this guy.
可能你从来没听说过。
But you probably have heard of Martin Luther.
你可能听过
马丁路德。
马丁路德。
You better know Martin Luther.
你知道很多马丁。
Because if you don't know Martin Luther, you don't know where Christianity or Protestant Christianity came from.
如果你要是不知道马丁路德，你可能就不知道我们今天基督信仰的来临。
Melanchthon is a right-hand man of Martin Luther.
米兰顿呢是跟马丁路德在一起。
Yeah, he is 他的左右手。
他的左右手。
Yeah. He is a theologian. He is a pastor.
他是一个神学家，是一个牧师。
Now, obviously, he died a long time ago.He once said something that's very famous, very important.
他告诉我们一个非常重要的事情。
He said, "To know Christ is to know His benefits."
他说，认识基督就是认识他的益处。
Now I want you to drill this into your head. To know Christ is to know His benefits.
我希望你能够认识这句话，认识基督就是认识他的益处。
Now why will Melanchthon say something like that?
为什么米兰顿总是说这句话呢
？Because the Protestant Reformation came from the background of the medieval church.
改革宗教会呢，就是说是这个是这样。
从中古教会里面出来。
中古教会出来。
Yeah. And during the medieval time, the church is in darkness.
在中古世纪呢，教会是黑暗的。
And a lot of theologians would discuss something that really have nothing to do with life.
很多神学家呢，他们都讨论一些这个生活中那个没有实际的事情。
都 is some kind of academic speculation.
什么学术的这个猜测。
Yeah. So you may have heard people say some medieval theologian who discuss how many angels can you fit in a needle.
你也许听过一些中古世纪的神学猜测。说有多少天使可以能够穿在这个针尖上
？So Melanchthon came out and said that we have to know Christ and His benefits.
米兰顿来了以后呢，他说我们必须要认识基督和他的益处。
We don't speculate on theology. We want to know Christ and what He brought for us.
我们不希望我们是一些神学的猜测，而且是认识基督和这些对我们有什么实际的意义。
I tell you, Melanchthon is still challenging us today to ask us, do we know Jesus?
米兰顿现在还在挑战我们，是我们是否真的认识基督
？Dear friends, dear brother and sister,
亲爱的朋友，弟兄姊妹
，Do you know Christ?
你认识基督吗
？Do you know Christ and His benefits?
你认识基督和他的益处吗
？In one more week.
再有一个星期
we'll have Easter.
我们就会有这个复活节
and before Easter we'll have Good Friday.
在复活节之前呢有受难节。
Do you know why we celebrate Good Friday?
你知道为什么我们要纪念复活节吗？
Do you know why we celebrate Easter?
你知道我们为什么要庆祝复活节吗？
What benefit do we get from Good Friday and Easter?
我们从复活节和受难节我们能得到什么好？
You say, I know. Easter egg.
你们知道就是复活的鸡蛋吗？
You know, yesterday I was, you know, at the zoo with my kids.
昨天我和我孩子去了动物园。
And they just give away candies.
他们就给了他们一些糖。
And there was a bunny there.
还有一个复活的兔子在那里。
That is not what Easter is all about. That's not.
这不是复活节。
But this world, people don't know Christ and his benefits.
这些说明人们并不认识这个复活节的意义。
And when I say benefit, I mean you have to tell me what benefit, what exact benefit did Jesus give us?
我说这个益处呢，是我们必须要知道说基督到底给了我们什么样的益处。
It's not some general vague idea.
不是一个一般的或者一个明显的一个。
It's something concrete.
是一个这个实质的。
It's like someone got a new boyfriend.
就像一个什么人得到一个新的男朋友。
So I talked to my friend and said, "So how's your new boyfriend?"
我问我的朋友说你好，你的男朋友怎么样呢
？He's very nice.
他非常好。
How nice?
怎么个好法
？Very nice.
非常好。
Can you tell me something about him? How nice he is?
你能说出来他到底好在哪里吗
？He's very nice.
他还是很好。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我说的意思吗
？Well, you say he's very nice, but you are just—it's just a romantic feeling.
你知道他好，只是一种浪漫的一种感觉。
You cannot exactly tell me what good. I mean, how good he is. What? Why is he nice?
你能说出他到底具体好在哪里
？And today, if someone asks you about Jesus,
今天有人会问你什么是耶稣基督？
Yeah, 关于耶稣基督。
关于耶稣基督。
You better be able to tell him what Jesus can give that person.
你必须要告诉他耶稣能够到底给他。
Not just that Jesus is very nice.
不光是说基督是好。
Not general vague idea, but do you know Christ?
不是一个总的一个道理，而是说到底耶稣基督。
Do we know Christ?
你们知道吗
？We better know.
我们必须要知道。
Many years ago in Hong Kong.
很多年前在香港。
There was a small church.
有一个小的教会。
And outside of this church, they have like a plastic banner.
在教会的外面呢，有一个塑料的牌子。
So the plastic sign say, 信耶稣得永生。I mean, I can't do it in English. It doesn't make sense. Right.
Plastic 这个 sign 上呢写着believe Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's Chinese. It means believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will have eternal life. Okay.
相信基督呢，你会有这个永生。
This is a small church.
这是个小的教会。
In a rural area.
在香港的这个新界乡村。
Usually, very few people come to church on Sunday.
通常呢，有很少的人来到教会。
Then one year.
有一年。
They have typhoon.
有一个台风来了。
You know, so after the typhoon, suddenly that Sunday, a lot of people show up.
这个台风以后呢，很多人来到教会。
So the pastor was overwhelmed.
的牧师呢，感觉到非常的高兴。
Yeah, and so he greets everyone.
他去跟每个人打招呼。
And at the end, he asked, "So what brought you to church today?"
最后的时候，他就问他们，你们为什么来到教会呢？
He said, "We came for Christ and His benefit."
我来是为了基督的益处。
He said, "What benefit?"
什么样的好处呢
？He said, "It said the church sign outside."
你们教会外面有一个标志。
He said, "信耶稣得水牛."
信耶稣的这个得水牛。
Well, literally, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you get a buffalo or cow or something like that. Now, do you see what happened here? The typhoon, you know, take away this thing.
你知道怎么样呢？它变成了水牛。
So all these people came.
所有的人都来了。
Because they were farmers.
都是些农民。
Oh, they say you will come to believe in Jesus. Everyone got a buffalo. That's pretty good.
如果你们信了，你们都会得到水牛。
Is that what believing Jesus is all about? That's not what believing Jesus is all about.
这不是说我们信耶稣基督所要得的。
Unfortunately, today you ask question What benefit do they have in believing in Jesus? They seem to go along this line.
如果今天你问很多基督徒，你说你信基督得到什么了？
So how did you become Christian?
你成了基督徒以后怎么样呢?
I was applying for some school. Right? You know, I have a health problem and I need healing. You know, that's what people share.
我有了身体的问题，我需要来医治。
或是我喜欢，我希望进去一个大学，然后我祷告神给我。You know, think about all this Thanksgiving sharing you have.
就像感恩节的见证。
You know, when you say, oh, anybody who have anything to give thanks to? Yes, yes, I have.
就说在感恩节的时候，很多人都说他们有很多感谢。
My kid got into Harvard.
我的孩子去了哈佛大学。
Early decision.
是一个提前进入
full scholarship
全额奖学金
Is that what Christ and His benefits all about?
难道这些就是基督的益处吗
Cannot be that What's the difference between 信耶稣得水牛 I mean it's the same thing isn't it
这跟信耶稣得水牛有什么区别呢
We know that we cannot go to the farmer in Hong Kong to ask them what is Christ and His benefit
我们能去到香港问这些农民你得信耶稣就是得这些益处吗
We know that we cannot really ask you know, today's Christian to ask what is Christ and benefit because they don't know.
我们今天问基督徒他们似乎并不知道这些益处。
Who can we turn to ask about Christ and his benefit?
谁能告诉我们认识基督的益处的答案呢
How about this guy?
我们看看这个人是怎么样。
Do you remember this guy from 2 weeks ago?
你还记得这个人两星期之前吗
？He was chained up. He was possessed by demons.
他是一个被鬼附的人。
Not one demon, but 6,000 demons, right? A legion.
他不光是一个鬼，而且是一个相当于6,000个鬼附着的。
And Jesus cast out the demon to make him well.
耶稣把所有的五鬼都赶出去了。
And I want to ask you, what did he receive from Jesus as a result of this great salvation?
我想问问你，他到底从基督这里得到了什么样的这个拯救
？What did he receive from Jesus?
他得到了什么样的救恩
？Did he receive a stack of cash?
他得到了一大堆美金吗
？Did Jesus give him a bunch of cash at the end?
不，他不是得到这些财富。
Did Jesus send him to school and get a Harvard degree?
他送他去学校得到了一些学位吗
？No，
不是。
Did Jesus introduce a girlfriend to him so that he got married?
耶稣介绍他一个女朋友，他结婚了吗
？No，
不是。
He did not receive any of this thing.
他没有得到任何这样的事情。
Yes, all these things seems to be what we're looking for today from Jesus.
但是这些事情好像我们都是今天要从耶稣这里要得的。
Interesting, isn't it?
非常有趣。
Jesus did not give us money.
耶稣没有给他钱。
Jesus did not give him status.
没有给他地位。
Jesus did not even give him a family.
没有给他家庭
He gave him something better.
他给他们也给他一个更好的
Jesus gave him three things.
耶稣给了他们三个事情
Number one, Jesus gave him a new set of clothes.
耶稣第一给了他们一套新衣服
We'll be looking at that. Number two, Jesus gave him a new heart and a new mind.
耶稣给了他一颗新心新意
Number three, Jesus gave him himself a new master.
耶稣把他自己给了他成为一个新的主人
So I want you to drill this into your mind. Jesus gave this man three things. A new set of clothes, a new heart and a mind, and a new master.
我希望你们能记住耶稣给了他三件。一套新的衣服，一个新心，心意，一个新主人。
Alright, let's look at the first one.
让我们看第一个。
Mark chapter 5 verse 15, and they came to Jesus and saw the demons possessed man, the one who had the legion sitting there, what? Clothed and in his right mind.
马可福音五章十五节，他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附着的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着，穿上衣服，心里明白过来。
You may say, what's the big deal about clothes?
你们或许会想，衣服算什么呢
？I mean, he's a poor naked man. Of course, Jesus had to give him some clothes.
耶稣只是给了这个可怜的人一些衣服而已吗
？Now you see, if you know the Bible.
如果你认识圣经的话
Being clothed in the Bible has a very deep symbolic meaning
你就会明白在圣经中穿上衣服是何等深重的意义
When someone
意味着完整
Have a new set of clothing someone is complete
意味着这个人是一个完整的
He is blessed
他有福的
And most importantly this man is accepted by God
最重要的是他被上帝所接纳
Now I don't know where you noticed that It's very interesting After Jesus gave him new clothes What did Jesus do? Jesus sent him home Jesus said, go home.
很有趣的是，我们看到耶稣给他穿上衣服以后呢，耶稣送他说让他回家。
See, Jesus dressed him and then Jesus said, go home and send him home.
耶稣给他穿上衣服让他回家。
Let me ask you, do you think this man can return home without clothes?
让我问问你，如果这个人不穿衣服，他赤裸着可以回家吗？
If he's naked, can he go home?
赤裸着回家吗？
He cannot.
不可能。
And that's what Mark is telling us.
这就是马可要告诉我们。
Jesus gave him a new set of clothes.
耶稣给了他一套衣服。
But more importantly, this new set of clothes enabled him to go home.
最重要的是给了他一套衣服，他可以回家。
Jesus gave him a set of homecoming clothes.
给了他一套回家的衣服。
Do you know who is the first naked man in the Bible?
你知道这个圣经中第一个赤裸的人吗？
You know the Bible have a very famous naked man?
非常著名的。
Who's that?
是谁呢？
Adam. You see, God said that in Genesis when he first made Adam and Eve, they were naked but what? Without shame. Right?
当神在创造了亚当夏娃以后呢，他们赤裸呢，但是没有羞耻。
But after they have rebelled against God, their nakedness became a nakedness with shame.
当他们这个违背上帝背逆神的时候，他们就从没有羞耻的赤裸变成了这个充满罪疚羞耻的赤裸。
In fact, in the Hebrew, it's two different words for two different kinds of nakedness.
在这个希伯来里面有
希伯来文。
希伯来文呢，就是说这个。
两个赤裸是两个不同的词语。
两个赤裸是不同的词语。
Yeah. So so after they have sinned against God, they became naked. And not only that, they have been kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Remember that?
当他就是犯罪的时候呢，他们不仅是被赤裸，而且是被赶出了伊甸园。
And they have to wear some fig tree to cover themselves.
他们用无花果来遮盖。
And later God will put some skin on them.
后来呢，上帝给他们做了衣服穿上。
But all these are temporary measure.
这一切都是暂时的。
They could not go home.
他们不能回家。
They could not go home until they have found the new clothes, homecoming clothes.
直到有一天他们能够找到衣服，找到一套新的衣服。
And that's what Jesus is giving this guy.
这是耶稣给了这个人。
A set of homecoming clothes.
一套回家的衣服。
Dear friend, dear brother and sister.
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹，
This is a picture of our salvation.
这是一个上帝救恩的图画。
We are all naked men and women.
我们都是这个赤裸的人。
I know we're wearing stuff. 我知道我们都有穿衣服啊。But the truth is that we are all naked.
但实际上我们都是这个赤裸的。
Spiritually naked.
我们灵里的赤裸。
We could not go home.
我们不能回家。
Until Jesus Christ Himself became our clothes.
只有当耶稣基督来给我们穿上这个衣服，
Then we can go home.
我们可以回家。
That is Christ's benefit to us.
这是耶稣基督的益处。
Number two, he received a new mind and a new heart.
第二，他得到了一颗新心新意。
Verse 15 again, and they came to Jesus and saw the demon possessed man, the one who had a legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind.
五章十五节，他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附着的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着，穿上衣服，心里明白过来。
Mark tells that the guy was sitting.
马可这里说，这个人坐在那里。
Can you imagine this guy sitting?
你能够想象到他坐在那里。
He was like a wild beast, right?It's before, 就是以前。
以前。
他是一个好像野兽 right?
Yeah.
He will jump back and he will try to devour everything, but he could not sit still.
他以前就像一个野兽烦躁不安。
But look at him now.
看看他现在呢。
He was sitting like a little kitty cat next to Jesus.
他就坐在那里像一个小猫一样。
He has a new mind.
他有一个新的。
He's in his right mind.
他有一个心意。
Jesus had transformed this man inside out.
耶稣从内改变了他。
He became a different man.
他变成了一个新造的人。
I want you to imagine what kind of beast he was before.
我想让你看看他以前是怎么样一个野兽。
He was restless.
他是一个这个非常烦躁不安。
No one can tame him.
没有人能够制服他。
But now he was gentle. He was very calm.
现在呢，他非常的这个温顺。
He was sitting.
他就坐在那里。
Not only that, his whole life habit has changed.
不光如此，他的整个生命改变了。
His taste bud, everything have dramatically changed.
他的口味味蕾都变了。
You know, I want you to look at this. Verse 5. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountain, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones.
我想让你看看五章五节，他昼夜常在坟茔中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。
If you can read Chinese and English, can you tell me what's the difference between Chinese and English?
如果你能读中英文的话，你能看出什么问题吗？
Actually, all you need is look at the colors.
你就看一下这颜色。
Do you see? The Chinese said 昼夜 right? But the English say what? Night and day, 夜昼 right? The original language should be 夜昼。
原始的意思呢应该是夜昼。
So let me ask you, what kind of a beast was this guy?
我想问问你，这个人是一个什么样的野兽？
Was he a beast of the night or a beast of the day?
他是一个夜晚的呢，还是白天的一个野兽呢？
If you imagine, you know, if you make a movie of this, when would this guy coming, ooh, raw? When? In the night time or in the daytime?
你如果想象的一个电影呢，这个人是个野兽，如果他是从晚上出来呢，还是白天出来？
And people say both. Yes, probably both.
可能是两个。
But he was also probably like a vampire. He is the man of darkness. You understand?
他可能是这个僵尸一样的，是这个在黑暗里面。
So at night he will come and roar over the place.
他晚上出来以后呢，到处的喊叫。
Even in the daytime, he probably had to hide inside the cave under the dark, and then he continued to shout. You see?
或许在白天呢，他还必须得躲在山洞里。
But it's amazing. He is now sitting at Jesus in daylight.
非常奇妙的事情呢，他坐在耶稣基督的面前。
Do you understand how radical this is?
你能知道这个区别吗？
He was always in the dark, but now he is sitting next to the light of the world.
他过去总是在黑暗中，现在他生活在这个光明中。
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣是世界的光。
He used to be afraid of the light.
他过去呢总是怕见光。
He hates the light.
他恨恶光。
Now he came out from the dark, sitting next to the light of this world.
现在他从黑暗里出来，坐在光里。
He is totally different.
他完全的改变。
You know, previously.
以前
if you are nice enough to cook him a turkey Thanksgiving meal,
就像你做一个这个感恩节的这个火鸡餐
you give it to him, you think he will eat it?
你如果给他，你以为他会吃吗？
No, he will probably kick the dinner down the hill.
他可能会把它踢下山去。
And he will go around the hill to look for raw turkey to eat. You see?
他可能到山下去会找一个活的火鸡来活吃。
But now it's different.
是多么的不同。
Everything have changed.
所有的事情都改变了。
And he's sitting next to Jesus.
他坐在耶稣的旁边。
Remember what the man asked of Jesus?
你记得他问耶稣什么吗？
He want to follow Jesus.
他愿意跟随主。
Jesus gave him a new heart and new mind.
耶稣给了他一颗新心新意。
A Christ-seeking and loving heart.
一个寻求主爱主的心。
That is Christ's benefit to him.
这是耶稣给他的最大的好处。
He hates Jesus. If he hadn't, he can just eat Jesus alive previously. But now he wants to follow Jesus.
过去呢，他如果能够吞吃耶稣的话，他就会吞吃公鸡。现在呢，他坐在耶稣的面前，寻求他吃东西。
This is a picture of the gospel.
这是一个福音的这个救恩。
The gospel turns us around.
福音改变了一切。
The gospel changed our pace.
福音改变了他的这个口味。
It's a lot like this.
好像这样的。
So what this guy is doing? What do you think he's doing?
你知道这是什么吗？
What is he smelling?
他闻到什么了？
臭豆腐。Right? Smelly tofu. Now do you know that smelly tofu is like the gospel?
这个豆腐的味道就像这个福音。
You either you love it or you hate it, right? You know? Some people just love it.But some people hate it.
很多人恨。
And what Jesus had done to that man is to turn him from this boy into this crowd who love 臭豆腐, who love the smelly 豆腐。
就像耶稣把这个孩子变得他从吃不喜欢豆腐到喜欢吃臭豆腐。
Seriously, that's what Jesus is doing to him.
这是真实的耶稣对他所
做的。He's changed.
他改变了一下。
I remember many years ago.
我记得很多年前
I work with college students.
我在大学的时候
So our whole college fellowship mostly from Penn.
我的好多同学都是从 UPenn 来的
Yeah. So one of the kids, his name is Lee, and he started coming to church with his friends.
有一个 姓李的朋友他开始来到教会。
So when he came, he just said, I'm here for my friend. I don't want to listen to any of this stuff.
我来只是找我的朋友，不愿意听任何的事情。
I said, fine. So he will come to Friday, fellowship.
他来到这个礼拜五的查经聚会。
When we sing, he just look around.
我们说的时候，他只是心不在焉的看。
When I speak, he just looking downward to the ground.
我看他的时候，他只是往地上看。
And then he's just waiting for the fellowship to be over so he can socialize with his friends.
他只是等着聚会完了以后和大家有一个这个聊天。
Yeah. Somehow, he started coming to Sunday also.
不知道什么原因他来到了礼拜天的聚会。
He started coming regularly.
他而且非常正规的来。
When I preach,
我讲道的时候。
He sleeps.
他离开。
He just come to church to sleep.
他只是来教会睡觉。
Yeah, he just every Sunday morning he come to church to sleep.
他只是每个早晨礼拜天来教会睡觉。
I don't understand.
我实在是不懂。
Well, you can sleep at home.
为什么你不能在家里睡觉？
But he start coming and he want to be with his friends.
他就是来为了这些朋友。
And then he stay for Sunday school.
而且呢，他来这个Sunday school.
Yeah, 这个主日学。Yeah, after a while, he starts waking up.
突然呢，他就是醒来了。
过了一
段。过了一段。
Yeah. He starts to pay attention to what we say.
他开始注意我们讲什么。
And after a while,
过了一段。
He will smile.
他开始笑。
When he heard the gospel.
他听到了福音。
Of course, you know what God is doing to this man, right?
你知道神为他做了什么。
A few months later, he became a Christian.
几个月后他变成了基督徒。
I remember one time he shared his testimony with us.
我记得有一天他做见证。
He said, when I first came, I was totally not interested.
他说我第一次来的时候根本没有什么兴趣。
I hate this stuff, and I just come here for my friends.
我恨这些，我只是为了我的朋友。
But somehow,
什么原因？
I don't know why, but I became a little bit interested.
不知道什么原因，我一点点开始有趣了。
And that little interest grow, and I just love to hear this thing.
这一点点的这个兴趣呢，慢慢的增大，而且我愿意喜欢。
And not only that, I feel joy in my heart when I hear that thing.
不光是这样，我慢慢的开始这个变得喜乐。
Do you see what God is doing?
你知道这个圣经
He begins to like 臭豆腐 You know, smelly tofu He loves smelly tofu now
他现在呢喜欢就像吃臭豆腐
That's what God is doing to this man
这就是这个上帝为他做了什么
Last but not least Jesus give him a new Lord
而且呢我们再看耶稣给了他一个新的主人
Let's read verse 19 and 20 And Jesus said to him Go home and tell them how much the Lord has done for you And he went away began to proclaim in the capital How much Jesus had done for him
让我们来读19节20节耶稣不许却对他说你回家去到你的亲属那里将主为你所做的何等大的事是怎样怜悯你都告诉他们那人就走了在底加波利传扬耶稣也为他做了何等大的事众人就都稀奇
Now if you know how to play with mathematical equation you equate this to and it became Jesus is Lord
如果你能看到这个呢那这个耶稣是主
Yeah Jesus asked him to proclaim the Lord and he proclaimed Jesus Jesus is Lord
这个耶稣是他的主他去宣扬耶稣是他的主
Jesus became for him a new master
耶稣来到他 成为他的新的主人
Notice that I said Jesus became his new master
请注意我说这个他耶稣是他的新的主人
I did not say Jesus became his new boss
我没有说耶稣是他的新的老板
What's the difference?
有什么不同呢?
You can fire your boss anytime.
你可以被老板随时这个解雇。
Right? You work for this and you're not happy or someone pay you more, you go somewhere else, you fire your boss.
你如果这个那什么不高兴老他不高兴老板就可以把你解雇。
But when you have a lord, you are his slaves.
如果你有了君主呢你就
You are owned by him forever.
你就永远跟他连在一起。
Thank God.
谢谢
Jesus is his new Lord, his new master.
耶稣是他的新的主人。
Now, to say that Jesus is his new master, that means that he has an old master.
耶稣是他的新主人，那他的旧主人是什么
？So anybody know who his old master was?
你们知道他的旧主人是谁吗？
不。 Demons, Satan.
啊，魔鬼撒旦。
So do you think Satan was good to him?
啊，你认为耶稣撒旦会对他好吗？
Hardly.
啊，不会的。
Look at verse 5. Night and day among the tombs and the mountain, he was always crying out and what? Bruising himself with stones.
啊，第五节写到说，他昼夜常在坟茔和山中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。
Do you see this guy? He was trapped by his former master Satan.
你能看到这个人以前被他那个旧的主人的捆绑吗？
They made him torture himself.
就是说他在这个
让他伤害自己，
伤害自己，用石头砍自己。
Why did he not escape?
他为什么不逃走呢？
Two reasons.
两个原因。
Now in verse 15, it says that he finally, by the time Jesus healed him, he is in his right mind.
十五节写到说，这个他这个耶稣拯救他以后呢，他坐在那里用一个、这个、
心里明白过，
心里明白。
Which means that formerly he was not in his right mind, right?
就是说在之前呢，他是心里是不明白的。
So it's a little bit like some guy who got beat up every day, but also got drugged up at the same time.
就像一个人呢，就是说他经就像被击打了，而且每天这个喝这个迷幻药。
So he doesn't really know that he is trapped.
他不知道他所陷在里面的是什么。
And even if the guy suddenly came, you know, in his right mind.
他突然的明白过来。
Can he escape?
他能逃走吗
？He has no power to escape.
他不能逃走。
Because his former pastor was overpowering him.
而他以前的主人呢，就是说这个限制他。
So the only way for this guy to escape is someone will come to his tomb and rescue him from his tomb. You see?
只有一个办法，就是说有人来到坟墓中把他拯救出来。
That's the only way.
这只有这一个办法。
He need to come to the right mind, but also someone need to come defeat his old master and rescue him out of the tomb.
他只有就是说。这个心里明白过来，而且呢，就是说，有人来从坟墓里把乌鬼赶走，拯救他。
I want you to look at the picture of this man possessed by demons.
我想让你看看这个人是怎样被乌鬼所捆绑。
What do you see in this picture?
你在这个图画中看到什么呢
？Who do you see?
你看到谁呢
？Well, you said, yes, I saw the man in the story.
我看到这个人，这个人被乌鬼附着。
But if you give some insight to it, what you see is also yourself.
你看进去的时候，你是否看到了你自己
？In Ephesians chapter 2,
在这个
以弗所
书第二章
，Paul, you know, here mentioned about our experience before we became Christian.
这个保罗呢，说到我们这个
还没有成，
还没有在不认识基督之前。
So how did Paul describe us?
保罗怎样写的呢
？Paul say you were dead in trespasses and sin.
我们死在这个罪恶过犯里面。
Which you once walked.
就是那个
这里。
你
但是你又在行走，在那边
行走。
So it's interesting, right? Paul say that you are dead, but your dead is pretty alive, right?
你是行走在死亡之中。
Like the man lived in the tombs, and he was walking, and he had all his activity in the tomb, a place of death.
就像这个人在坟墓中走来走去。
And Paul say that we walk following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan. Right.我们从前也是这样
啊，我们从前在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随从肉体心中所喜好的去。
那我们的旧主人就是空中掌权者，就是撒旦。
对。
And this is who we are. We are the children of wrath.
这就是我们，我们是怎么样的人
？So when you read the story, I want you to see this is our story.
我让你们读这个故事，是说看到这是我们自己的故事。
Do you understand how the Bible story is like that, right? It's not just telling you about Jesus being powerful. It's also telling you the common problem of all humanity.
这不是说基督故事告诉我们耶稣，而是告诉我们人类的问题。
This is us.
这就是我们。
We are powerless.
我们没有力量。
We are ruled by Satan.
我们是被这个魔鬼撒旦所控制。
And we sin daily.
我们是这个罪恶之中。
And when we sin, we hurt ourselves.
我们用罪来伤害我们自己。
But we also drug up.
我们
也 有吃了迷幻药。
我们也像
吃。That's why a lot of your friends, if you tell them you are they are sinner, they say you stupid, right?
如果我们说你说你是这个罪人，他就会说你。
If you tell that your friends need Jesus, they say you crazy.
啊，你给你的朋友介绍耶稣基督，他说你疯了。
Because they've been drugged up.
啊，因为他们迷幻。
Because they live under the rule of Satan.
他们生活在这个魔鬼撒旦的。
This man is us.
这个人就是我们。
We need salvation.
我们需要救恩。
Where does this salvation come from?
啊，这个救恩是从哪里来的呢
？I want to show you this interesting thing, the tomb.
好，我让你看这个有趣的这个坟墓。
The tomb becomes a connecting point between Jesus and the man.
这个坟墓呢，连接了这个人和耶稣。
In this story,
这个故事里面
，is Jesus' first trip to the tomb.
啊，这个。故事里面，耶稣是第一个这个
第一次去坟墓。
去坟墓。
If you read the whole gospel, right? Jesus went to the tomb. This is the first time Jesus went to the tomb.
啊，你如果读了福音书呢，你就知道耶稣这是第一次去了坟墓。
But if you read the whole gospel, you realize Jesus loved going to the tomb.
啊，你如果读了这个福音书呢，好像耶稣喜欢去坟墓。
I tell you another one, Lazarus. Remember?
我告诉你另外一个拿撒路的故事。
Jesus loved to visit the tomb.
啊，耶稣喜欢去访问这个坟墓。
Jesus could have got there before Lazarus died. 耶稣可以在拿撒路还没有死之前已经到了，对不对 ？But he chose to stay so that Lazarus will die.
啊，他选择了留在那里呢。耶稣就是啊，拿撒路
死了。Yeah. And then Lazarus is in the tomb.
啊，拉撒路死到坟墓。
So that Jesus can visit him in the tomb.
啊，耶稣去坟墓来访问他。
Jesus loved going to the tomb.
啊，耶稣好像喜欢去坟墓。
Until the end, what happened to Jesus?
到了最后怎么样呢
？Oh, I may as well live there. I love it so much. Jesus himself, 耶稣自己住到坟墓里面去，对不对？Do you see that the tomb becomes the connecting point of this man and Jesus?
啊，这个坟墓就像把耶稣和这个人连接了起来。
2000 years ago,
两千年前
，God became man.
啊，耶稣道成肉身
，and live among us.
生活在我们里面。
He's the light of the world.
他是这个世界的光。
But people live in darkness. People hate the light.
人们生活在黑暗中，但是人们恨恶。
So people say, "Let's kill him. Let's nail him to the cross."
我们恨恶他，我们要把他钉在十字架上。
And let's bury him in the tomb.
把他埋进坟墓。
Do you know the tomb is the scariest part of of all things, all places in this world?
你知道坟墓是这个世界最可怕的地方吗
？Do you know?
你知道吗
？The tomb is the scariest part because no one can overcome the tomb.
因为没有一个人能从坟墓里面。
Everyone who go in the tomb never come out.
每个人进去都不会出来。
You know, if you got some serious illness.
如果你得到
很严重的疾病，
严重的
，You got sent inside to an ICU. You know what is ICU? Intensive care unit.
你会被送到急诊室。
Right, and you are in a coma. 你什么 coma 啊？
你昏迷。
昏迷 ，Yeah. And they will put a lot of things on you, right?
你会被放上很多的东西。
And the nurse will be monitoring all these numbers, right?
那个护士会监测你每一个生命。
Why?
为什么
？Just in case you woke up from your coma.
就是
Right?
就是有一天你可能从昏迷中会醒过来。
But if someone send you to the tomb, you think they will still put the machine there?
如果有人把你送到了坟墓里，你以为你还会带着这些东西吗
？Because nobody expects you to come out of the tomb.
没有人在期望你能从坟墓里面。
This guy is helpless.
这个人呢没有任何的希望。
Jesus came to the tomb.
耶稣到了坟墓。
But this time the tomb cannot overcome Jesus.
这一次呢坟墓没有办法。把耶稣捆绑在。
You know the Chinese has a saying.
中国人有一个
话说
话，
纸包不住火，
纸包不住。
You know the paper cannot wrap around fire.
就永远包不住。
You got burned up by the fire, right?
就会被火烧。
And that's what the tomb is like to Jesus. You understand?
这个坟墓就像对耶稣是一样的。
You know because they try to trap Jesus inside the tomb, but Jesus is the life, the truth, the eternal God.
这个坟墓想把耶稣捆绑了，但是耶稣是真的生命，他是不能被捆绑。
Jesus came to the tomb to rescue this man.
耶稣来到这个坟墓来拯救这个人。
He could not save himself.
他不能拯救自己。
You cannot save yourself.
我们也不能拯救我们自己。
I cannot save myself.
我也不能。
When you and I go to the tomb, we are just waiting there forever.
如果我们进了坟墓，我们就在那里永远的等待。
But Jesus came to the tomb.
但是耶稣来到坟墓。
He became one of us.
他像我们一
样。But he triumphed over death, triumphed over the tomb on the third day.
但是呢，耶稣从三天以后从死里复活。
So you and I, people who are sinners, can through Jesus be saved.
你和我都是罪人，能够借着耶稣基督，得到新的生命。
That's what Easter is all about, right?
这就是复活节所关
于。I'm sorry, I preached you an Easter sermon before Easter.
我呢，在这个复活节之前给你们讲这个。
But every Sunday is Easter, isn't it?
每一个礼拜天都是复活。
Praise the Lord.
感谢。
Praise the Lord.
感谢。
The crucified and the resurrected Savior and Lord.
他被受死复活，他是我们的救主和君。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Jesus gave us a new set of clothes.
耶稣给了一套新的衣服。
He gave us a new heart and a new mind.
给了他一个新心新意。
He gave us a homecoming clothes.
他给了我们一套回家的衣服。
He gave us a Christ-seeking, Christ-loving heart.
他给了我们一颗寻求爱慕耶稣基督。
And then he gave us himself.
他把他自己给了我们。
To be our new master.
他是我们新的主人。
To know Christ is to know his benefits.
认识基督就是认识他的益处。
Do you know Christ?
你知道基督吗?
Do you know his benefit?
你知道他的益处吗?
What kind of benefit do you receive from Christ?
什么样的好处你从他那里得到了呢?
Yeah, are these stuff? Come on.
是这些东西吗?
These are not the things that Jesus gave us.
这些东西并不是耶稣给我们。
We got something far greater than that.
远远高于这些。
We got a new set of clothes.
一套新的衣服。
We got a new heart and a new mind.
一颗新心新意。
And we have a new Lord, Jesus Christ.
我们有了新的主人耶稣基督。
God. Do you know this guy?
你知道这个人吗?
Oh, you got to know this guy. He's my hero, right?
你知道这个。
He's called Scrooge McDuck.
这个人是这个叫守财奴和唐老鸭。
There are three things about this guy you have to know.
他有三件事你必须知道。
First, he's super rich.
他非常的富有。
Second, he loved to be surrounded by his money.
他只喜欢酷爱他的钱在他所有的周围。
You know, he's keen on his money.
他就是说在他的钱上滑雪。
And then one more thing, every day he had to count every coin that he has.
每天他都要计数数算他的钱。
Every day he had to know how much money he has.
他要知道他有多少钱。
I know usually we don't think well of a guy like that. 平时我们大概想到这样的人不喜欢。
我们可能认为这样的都是我们不喜欢的。
But today,
但是今天
My application for you
我希望你是这样的
My prayer for you
我祷告是这样的
Is that you will be like him
你要成为像这样的人
Count Christ and his benefit every day
计算耶稣基督每天的好处和恩典
You know my youngest kid he is 3
我小的孩子三岁了
And of all the toys he won he loved the real things
他喜欢他很多自己的玩具
yeah, 但是他自己有他喜欢真的东西
真的东西对、
yeah.
真的玩具
so one day he picked up some penny from the ground
有一天他捡到一个这个硬币在
几个 penny 几分钱、So he looked at me he said Daddy can I have this
他说爸爸我能拿到这些得到
I look at that oh, that mostly penny that's fine you keep it
我说这只是几分钱
And he's very happy
他非常高兴
Because he doesn't like fake coin he like new coins
他喜欢新的这个硬币
And so he put his coin in his pocket
他放在他的兜里面
And every 15 minutes or so he would touch his pocket
15分钟他都要摸摸他的这个
He feel his pocket
他这个口袋
When he go out and play when he's happy he touch his pocket
到外面玩的时候他也感到非常高兴摸摸他的口袋
When he fell down when he was crying he feel his pocket and he will be happy again
他摔倒了但是摸摸他的口袋呢他还是很
Dear friends and brothers and sisters,
亲爱的朋友弟兄姐妹
we have coins in our pocket.
我们有这些硬币在我们的口袋里。
Touch them, feel them.
经常的摸摸它，感觉。
Not money, not status, not education, not that kind of stuff. You know, we're talking about a new set of clothes and a new heart and mind.
不是这个钱财，不是地位。也不是这一切。
Every day when you wake up in the morning, touch your pocket.
一个新衣，每天早上我们都要摸摸我们这个。
Before you go to sleep, touch your pocket.
我们睡觉的时候摸摸我们的口袋。
When you find a job, touch your pocket.
找到工作，摸摸你的口袋。
Remind you that the job is not the big blessing. Your pocket is the blessing.
工作并不是你最重要的这个祝福，而是这个 pocket 是口袋是你最重要的。
When you cannot find a job, touch your pocket.
如果你找不到工作呢，你就摸摸你的口袋。
Does it make you less blessed man when you don't have your ideal job?如果你找不到你最想要的那个工作，是代表你不是不蒙神的祝福吗？ No, because you have this too.
你已经有了一套新的衣服，一颗新心。
Do you understand?
你明白这个吗？
Christ and His benefit.
基督和他的益处。
Now here are the two big coins.
这里有两个大的这个硬币。
You know how it works, right? Bitcoin can be broken into small coins, right?
你知道这个大的硬币可以换成小的硬币。
So I encourage you, if you go and study the Bible,
我鼓励你这个读圣经。
You will see that this big coin can be broken into smaller coins.
这个大的硬币呢可以换成很多小的硬币。
The Bible very clear tell us about Christ and His benefits.
圣经非常清楚地告诉我们这个基督和他的益处。
What are Christ and His benefits?
耶稣基督的益处是什么？
Let me list a few ones for you.
让我给你们收集。
Election, calling, regeneration.
拣选呼召重生
conviction of sin, faith, repentance
知罪信心悔改
justification by faith, adoption, sanctification
因信称义得儿女的名分
union with Christ, perseverance, glorification
以基督联合坚定之中荣耀尊贵
if you say, what are you talking about? I don't know all this stuff
你知道这讲的是什么我不知道这些
you got a problem
你就有问题
Because you do not know Christ and His benefits.
你就真不知道耶稣基督和他的益处。
Oh, no wonder you start counting. You know, Jesus helped me this and that. You don't know this. These are His benefits.
这就是为什么你总是在计算别的而不知道这些。
And I want to tell you that I did not make up this stuff. 我不是自己造出来的新的东西。
这些东西不是我。
I copied it from this book.
我是从这本书上。
The Christian life.
这基督的生活
Sinclair Ferguson
基督的生活
You have it in Chinese too Praise the Lord
如果你有这样中文本真是感谢主
You need to know Christ
你必须知道耶稣基督
Today if you write a book called The Christian Life
今天你读基督徒生活的书
You probably won't be able to find things inside like this
你可能不能找到这些重要的点
All people will say your best life now, right? The Christian life you have, When you know Jesus, you can have success
如果你知道耶稣基督和他的益处你真的是有了基督徒
These people do not know God
这些人并不知道
And Sinclair Ferguson did not make it up himself either Now Ferguson, 这个作者他也不是他自己造出来的 These stuff are from the Puritans
这些东西都是从这个
清教徒
来的
This stuff you can find in Westminster Confession
你可以从这个西敏寺信仰告白里
Larger Catechism, Shorter Catechism, you have it all
从大要理小要理问答里都可以找到这些
These are the things that the Christian from centuries ago trying to tell us that these are our benefits
这就是说这本书里在很上世纪就告诉我们我们要从基督里得到的益处
These are our coins
这就是我们的这个钱财
Do you have the real coin in your pocket?
你有真的钱财在你的口袋里吗
How do you know God is real?
你知道真正的上帝吗
In the moments of doubt sometimes when our faith is weak You know you say how do I know God is real?
而当我们这个软弱的时候我们知道真正的上帝吗
Touch your coins
摸摸我们的钱财
You know So you say where is God when I lose my job?
而当我们失去工作的时候我们说上帝在哪里
Where is God when I get sick?
我生病的时候神在哪里呢
Where is God when I couldn't get into Harvard?
我不能进哈佛神在哪里呢
I hate to go to Penn
我不愿意去
People are crazy You see we think about God in terms of what we want in life
人们好像这个发疯了
追求这世界的东西 But these are real coins
这就是我们所要认识的、这个、
These things will never change
这些事情从来不改变
It will always be in our pocket
这些总是在我们的这个钱财的袋子里面
Be like Scrooge McDuck 就好像那个鸭唐老鸭
就像唐老鸭一样
Be like my son
像我的儿子一样
I beg you, touch your coin
我们经常要摸摸我们
Know Christ and His benefit
没有基督就没有这些益处
Everything is in Jesus Christ
所有的一切都在耶稣基督里面。
He has given us all.
他给了我们所有的。
And he will take us into eternity.
他要把我们带到永恒的生命。
This is our God.
这就是我们所认识的上帝。
Is this the God you believe?
这个是我们所认识的上帝。
I pray like this. Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Thank you for homecoming clothes.
感谢你给我们一套回家的衣服。
Thank you, Jesus, for a new heart and a new mind.
感谢耶稣，你给了我们一颗新心。
Thank you for becoming our new master.
感谢你成为我们新造。
And thank you for everything that you have given us in the Scripture to tell us that that is your benefits.
感谢你，你在整个圣经里告诉我们你的益处。
Lord, we live in such a sinful generation.
主啊，我们是生活在这个罪恶的时代里。
Such a corrupted people that we live among.
我们是生活在这个邪恶的世界。
Even the Church of Jesus Christ today don't preach the gospel anymore.
甚至有的教会他们都不在这个追求主。
Lord, and we pray that you will come and do great work among your people.
主啊，我们向你祷告，你会在这世人中做伟大的工作。
Let us know Christ and His benefits.
让我们来真正的认识耶稣基督和他的义。
Oh, let us hold on to the cross.
让我们注目十字架。
Whether in life or in death, nothing will change your love for us.
一切都不会改变。
Because those coins will always stay with those who love you.
这些财宝都会在这个爱你之中。
Thank you so much for your grace.
主啊，我们感谢你的恩典。
And we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.